The Legends Radio Network now presents Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
Program's Lyrics and Legends. We're going to visit with Ben Parks. Many of you are familiar with American Cowboy Radio and our music wrangler, Ben Parks. He was privileged to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico and interview a couple of real stars. One of them, Susie Knight, and the other one is Lisa Sutton, daughter of Lynn Anderson.
I'm with Lisa Sutton and Susie Knight. Lisa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm here in Albuquerque today in honor of my mother, Lynn Anderson. They're putting her in the Hall of Fame.
Which Hall of Fame?
I guess the Western Music, Hall of Fame. Yeah, the IWM, is that right? The
International Western Music Association.
Susie and I can be their spokesperson. She's going in the Hall of Fame. I guess the induction is Saturday night, so we got out yesterday, and I'm seeing old friends and new friends, and it's great.
And Susie, you're a poet, singer. Mm-hmm. With the International Western Music Association's convention here this week.
Yes, and a nominee.
You're nominated for what?
I'm nominated for Female Poet of the Year. It'll be the ninth time I'm nominated, and I've won it twice in 2014 and 2016. And then also I'm nominated for Entertainer of the Year.
The big one. She's on the big one. Mm. Yay.
Wow.
Yay.
Tell us, you're probably most authority, tell us about the International Western Music Association, a little background on that.
I'm happy to tell you, it's a wonderful organization. I believe they're well into their 30-year mark, or approaching 30-year mark, and I'm not sure how many years ago they moved it here to Albuquerque, but I've been coming for the past 10 years to this annual festival or a convention now, and it's been in Albuquerque. So I'm not sure when they made the change to Albuquerque, but it's been here for quite a while. And so this is where the best of the best and all levels of Western artists, whether they're just cutting their teeth and getting started or whether they're seasoned professionals and touring all over the world.
Singers and young.
So you'll see all the best of the best as well as the middle and then all of those that are just trying to get started in this genre, whether they're youth or whether they're people in, you know, their golden years and they've been writing songs or poems all their life, and they just want to have a chance to get on stage and share their songs and poems with this large opportunity, this large audience. The neat thing about what I say about Western music, you know, why is this suddenly so important? Well, back in the day, in your mother's day, it was country and Western, and people were very familiar with that term, especially people in our age group. Country and Western was, it was just
interchangeable.
One of the, yes, it was. And
it was originally the Country Music and Western Awards, right?
Correct.
Country and Western Music Awards, CMWA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so at some point, and I like to think it was somewhere around the 1980s, country music kind of went off on a little, its own little direction, and that's okay. That's okay, you know. And Western just stayed true to its roots and its same basic kind of style. Now, there is still contemporary Western as well. However, it is very true to that Western sound, you know.
Okay, that's interesting.
And
so
the topics,
contemporary Western.
There is contemporary as well, and why do we say that? It's because the lyrics and the stories are going to be about ranch life or the rural way of life. It could be horses, it could be all about living on, you know, out on the prairie. And
I noticed some of them
drives.
Are very costumed and instruments too, so you got a lot of them that are showy.
Not today, I'm
too.
Dressed down, but normally I'm dressed up in a big old, you know, whip stitched hat and, you know, lots of fringes.
Yeah, it's about the romance and the style of the Old West.
Yes.
And apply music and poetry. Yeah. I'm in
Lisa,
love.
Lisa, I think you rounded out of the style of the Old West. One thing that's attracted me about the International Western Music Association is their board of advisors are people that know Western music, Western culture, the likes of Red Steagall, Dusty Rogers, Rex Allen Jr.
Correct.
Is on the board,
Michael
Rex Martin
Allen
Murphy.
Be here?
I don't believe Rex is going to be here, but these are folks that people recognize as Westerners, not as country people, but Westerners. And I love that line out of the Blues Brothers. Well, we have both kinds of music here. We have country and Western.
and so we're
focusing on the Western side of the music. Yes. We're our cousins, the country folks, are great people. There's some great music, but this is traditional American music.
Yep, and you'd be surprised. I'm the president of the Colorado chapter of the International Western Music Association, and so we take showcases all around the state of Colorado to just let folks know that this kind of music and this kind of storytelling through poetry exists. And surprisingly, there's a lot of folks in the state of Colorado that are unaware of this genre. And once they hear it, I'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who doesn't love it.
Absolutely.
Now, they sometimes become a member, because fans can join, too, and become a member of the International Western Music Association. You don't have to be an artist or a writer or a singer or a musician to
be. And I can see where the fans would join. Yeah, they get on mailing lists. They get to keep up with people.
They're not going to get to necessarily
hear on regular radio in their hometown, but they can get online. They can download. Okay,
yeah.
Love it.
Yep.
Lisa, your mom, Lynn Anderson, and your dad.
Yes, Glenn Sutton.
They may be what we on first glance think of as traditional country performers and singers. But your mom goes much deeper than that. Your mom has a heart for Western music.
Always did.
Tell us what that was like growing up. She was horse people. Absolutely. She was the cutting horses. And
She was raised a cowgirl. She was born in North Dakota.
All right.
So Grand Forks, North Dakota, and moved to California and grew up that way. Mm-hmm. Lawrence Welk Show. But her dad, my grandfather Casey, and my grandmother Liz was a songwriter. He wrote Merle Haggard's first number one with my grandmother The Fugitive. And then my grandmother wrote From Now On All My Friends Are Gonna Be Strangers.
Well,
I didn't know if you knew that or not.
I didn't know that.
So I came to the IWMA when it used to be in Tucson, and my grandmother was still writing, and she had a Western record that she won the Pioneer Award with and got an Album of the Year Award with. So I feel like I came with my grandparents through it because my grandparents were hardcore into the Western all the time. You know, Grandpa was a cowboy. He rode with the Sacramento Sheriff's Posse. My grandmother was with the Ladies Mounted Posse up in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. You know, so my mom didn't really have a choice but to have horses. That was it.
The more we know like that, the more we understand her roots.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, and even on the Lawrence Welk Show, she was the little country girl, you know, but they usually had a cowboy hat on her, and she did the Western segment. Yeah. Her first single with Chart Records was Ride, Ride, Ride.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm.
52 albums later, now that she's gone, I go and look through the album art, and even the big Columbia Lady Glamorous records, she's usually a horse on there.
Yeah.
You know,
she
kept
her roots.
She always did. And so I think, you know, you go to Nashville, you go through the machine, and she obviously succeeded, right?
Right.
But there comes a day where I think all artists go back to their roots. And Mom came back here hardcore, you know. She did two records then with my grandmother. It's a Cowgirl 1 and Cowgirl 2 that they've been nominated for awards over the years with. And to me, that's special because it's my grandmother writing Western songs that my mother's singing.
Wow.
You know? So I'm a lucky kid.
You know?
I get to come here and run around and meet a bunch of cool cowboy people. I mean, my whole family's gone, and I'm yearning to find that history somehow, mm-hmm. you know, to feel a part of their lifestyle, you know. So even sitting here with you in your cowgirl hat, and I'm like, Mom, and I'm very proud to be here, and I hope I'm representing my family well.
Yeah, I believe you are.
Thank you, Lisa. Susie, tell us what's going on with the IWMA, the International Western Music Association, and what's the future look like for Western music?
So we're working hard to get the youth more involved, continuing on with this legacy, because we are getting older and our audiences are getting older. And so it's key, and it's one of the main focuses of the IWMA is to integrate opportunities to get the youth involved. And a lot of times we'll seek out youth that are already being trained in musical instruments. For instance, if they're being trained in, you know, playing fiddle or the mandolin or or even guitar, that's the main one is going to be guitar. Chapters like in Texas, they are very successful for many, many, many years with their youth. And so they make it real easy for kids to come to this convention. They come for, I believe children come for free. They make it so it's very affordable for a family to come to bring their kids and expose them to the culture of Western music and cowboy poetry.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
When I came as a kid with my grandparents, Casey Musgraves was walking around.
Wow.
Right? If she'd give a shout out for the IWMA.
Wouldn't that be
and
cool?
Say,
that'd
be great.
You know,
wouldn't
really,
that be cool?
So I was why I asked Red about it. I would hope that that would appeal to some of the young kids. You
Are
know,
you kidding?
She started here.
Yes.
You know? Okay.
That would.
Lisa, you're mentioning your grandmother and writing songs. Or is there a song that comes to mind that your grandmother contributed to that your mom recorded? Maybe we could insert it on the program now.
There's a song called Only the Rocks Live Forever. And I'm not sure why that song speaks to me, except that I like the way mom sings it. Mm. You know, now to go back and hear her vocal really moves me sometimes. And for some reason, knowing that my grandmother had the depth to talk about the wind against the rocks and the Old West like that, and then my mother singing it, I thought it had a really cool modern sound, and it's on the Cowgirl 2 record. I wish you'd play that.
Okay, well, here we go with Only the Rocks Live Forever from Lynn Anderson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
We join this world of toil and tears, 70, the years that we are given. There's peaceful valleys here, along with mountains near impossible to climb. Some easy times we lay in store, but mostly it's a chore to go on living. Life's ours, whether mine or yours, go quickly down the corridors of time. The rocks live forever. Only the rocks never die. I curse the day, my birth and day, that brought this shallow life that swirls about me. I beat the air and swear to make my mark somewhere upon the human race. But from the moment of my birth, this earth can get along so well without me. I know that I could disappear and never even leave an empty space. Only the rocks live forever. Only the rocks never die. Only the rocks live forever. Never die. My spirit's like the wind, and I know not where it has been, nor where it's going. One day my feeble heart will fail, my bones will lie out in the sun to dry. And will I walk this earth again? I wonder, but I've got no way of knowing. Cause why I'm even here at all is very odd, and only God knows why. Only the rocks live forever. Only the rocks never die. Only the rocks live forever. Only the rocks never die.
Lisa, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
You can really feel your mother's love for her mother's words, and that's really special. And Only the Rock Lives Forever. Susie, tell us about your work here and what you've brought with you. And
the new CD.
Your new CD.
Yeah, it's my new record called Turn 'Em Loose. It's my all original cowboy songs. One poem by a friend named Jeff Carson. The songs I wrote, all of those in my lifetime. A lot of them are most recently, though. The title cut is probably the one that I'm most excited about. And you can see this artwork on the album. And it's kind
beautiful.
Of a story, I got to tell you. This work of art is an oil painting made by Dirk Godbee. And what it reminds me of, and this print has hung in my home for many, many years. And I'm in love with it because it reminds me of my life on my family's Circle M Ranch in Pine Ridge, South Dakota, where I lived for 5 years and worked there. And we raised horses and cows, and mainly at that time we had about 200 mares, brood mares, and so every spring there would be about 200 colts. And so there was a lot of sorting and doctoring and et cetera, that went on in the corrals, and then we'd take the horses back to pasture, and we'd open that gate, man, they'd go flying out, we'd turn them loose. So one day, my husband Dave, he says to me, he says, you know, you haven't written a song in a while, because I'd been working hard on my poems and on my poetry. And so he went to work, and the last thing I saw, I was sitting there, and I looked up at that print, and I went, He came home from work, and I strummed it out for him, I sang the song, and I said, what do you think? And he said, I think it's pretty good. Well, a few years had to go by, and now I've saved up my pennies, and I went ahead and went back in the recording studio, and that was going to become the title cut. And I'm so excited because there's a band called Three Trails West, and they won the 2016, I think it's 2016, International Western Music Association's Group of the Year. And there's the three guys are the harmony vocals, and cool. Then they play instruments as well, and then there's a band behind them. But for On My Record, they're the harmony.
Oh,
and
great.
They did great. Such a great job. So what it reminds me of is that it's like when you listen to the theme song of Bonanza. It's not that sound, but it's the energy that I feel. That's the kind of like where you say, this music sounds like... You know, that's what I would describe it as. And it's a great,
it's
lively
forward,
tune. And it's all about turning the horses loose, and it's just ranch life. And,
I love it.
So, yeah.
My mom's got a big
song
called Turn on Her. So that's so cool.
Yeah.
Turn 'em loose.
Turn 'em loose.
Can't think of a better time to introduce Turn 'em Loose.
Rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Coffee's hot.
Strong and hot.
Homemade biscuits. Steak and eggs. Hit the spot. In the corral.
The corral.
There's your cayuse.
Your cayuse.
Tack him up. You're gonna ride. Oh, turn him loose. Today we're riding north to gather mares. They got colts, so we'll be trailing pairs. If you wanna join us, don't you snooze. Turn him loose. Ooh, ooh, ooh. We'll trail him home.
Trail him home.
To this corral.
This corral.
Wean the colts, we know for sure. We're gonna sell. Work till dark.
Till dark.
There's no excuse.
No excuse.
If the job's too tough, just nod. We'll cut you loose.
Ooh.
But if you give your all and work all day, you'll prove you got the sand. You need to stay. We save the best for last, so we can choose who'll open up that gate to turn them loose. horses want that gate to slip its noose. So here's your chance to view the grand parade as 100 hooves thunder through the gate. Chosen you to run the gate.
Yes.
Turn them loose. Give them room. They're coming through. Turn them loose. Yeah!
That was Susie Knight with Turn Them Loose. Susie, where can we find this album?
Put Susie Knight in the search engine and it'll come up. And you can order it that way, or you can download tracks that way individually. And it can be iTunes, Amazon. And of course, you can go to my website, which would be even more fun, and it's simply SusieKnight.com, and I can sign the CD for you. So they're $15, and then plus $5 for shipping and handling, because gosh, that's gone up. That's really gone up. So, unfortunately, I had to raise my shipping and handling prices. But that way I can sign it and personalize it.
Congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you so much.
And
it's
tell us
honor.
Again what you're nominated for here.
So, I'm nominated for the, we always start with the year first. So, the 2019, I had to think, what year are we? 2019 International Western Music Association Female Poet of the Year.
Okay.
And Entertainer of the Year.
Susie,
we know you have to run. Thank you so much for being here.
I'll never be the same.
And
I will never wash my hand again.
No, we're looking forward to hearing of your success.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll find you later.
You know, at this point in my life, you know, I'm just happy that there's an audience for Western entertainment.
That's
and
great.
That there's people out there that are just as much in love with cowboy music and poetry as I am.
Well, Susie, thank you for being here with
Susie,
us.
Before you go, could I ask a big favor?
Certainly.
We are, in June of 2020, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the release of I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. And I know that you not only remember that song, but
of course.
I know it probably had some impact in your life and in your career.
Mm-hmm.
Could you share just a couple of words? Because what we're going to be doing over the year between now and June of 2020 is we're going to be dropping little pieces of clip from people of note like yourself who can share with the audience that we have on our social media pages.
Wonderful. Thank you for this opportunity. When I think of the song, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, the lyric comes to mind, I beg your pardon. And that right there, I believe I was still in my teens. I'm 60 now, so yeah, I was young. And the lyric right there was ladylike. And as a young woman, young girl, growing up, it was important for my folks to instill in me to be a lady and to be ladylike. And that lyric, there's not too many that can, in my opinion, match that and impress to any person to be polite and to be considerate of other people's feelings when you talk. You can stand your ground and you can say what you want to say, but you can say it with respect.
Had that put that way either. Wow. That's cool.
No one's ever given me a chance to talk about this. You guys, thank you.
Wow.
I don't know what just happened here, but I am blessed and I'm grateful.
Thank you.
Wow. And you will be right here in my heart. And I love you all. I'm
going
to get out of your hair because I can drive you crazy, really.
That was a very emotional conclusion to the interview with Susie Knight. We'll continue the interview with Lisa Sutton momentarily. One little bit of information here in post-production on this interview. The voice you heard inviting Susie Knight to tell a little bit about I Never Promised You a Rose Garden and what it meant to her, that was J. Buck Ford. J. Buck is son of Tennessee Ernie Ford, and he's associated with Lisa Sutton. Sony Records is documenting people's impressions of what that song meant to them, and they'll be producing that, and it'll be available during the celebration in June of 2020 on Lynn Anderson's 50th anniversary of I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. This is Ben Parks, the Sound Wrangler here at American Cowboy Radio. I appreciate the opportunity with Legends Radio Network to allow me to do this portion of Lyrics and Legends this week, and I hope you're enjoying it. Now we're going to continue on with the interview with Lisa Sutton, daughter of Lynn Anderson and Glenn Sutton.
We need to know about you. We need to know what you're doing.
Okay.
Who Lisa is.
Lisa, right now is the Lynn Anderson legacy, but okay.
You had a good childhood?
Yeah, of course. I was a lucky kid, right?
You're an only child?
Well, I was for the first 10 years. Uh-huh. So when my mom married my father, Glenn Sutton, they kind of became the country music it couple. My dad took mom and signed her to CBS and started producing her records and writing her songs. And then they had a big hit with Rose Garden. And they say when I was born in 1970 in December, my mom woke up in the hospital and my dad said, well, congratulations, you've got a number one record and a little baby girl.
Wow.
So, and then I'm on the front page of the newspaper of the Tennessean that morning. You know, I look terrible. Mom looked beautiful.
You didn't have time to prepare.
They didn't fix my hair or nothing, and Mom looks gorgeous laying there in the hospital bed, you know. But yeah, I had a very sparkly childhood, you know. It was a big entrance coming out, and Mom and Dad were highly musical, and that was a fun first decade of life.
Did you get to go on the road with her some? She had the typical bus lifestyle, and
sure did.
I bet that was exciting.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I think when I was a young kid, I got passed off at the airport and at the bus a lot. Dad would be staying home. Dad was producing Tammy Wynette and Red Steagall and everybody else under the sun, and so he stayed home a lot working in Nashville, and Mom would be out on the road, and so sometimes it would be I'd stay with Dad, or the grandparents were coming through and they'd pick me up on the bus and take me to get Mom. You know, there was a lot of motion.
Wow.
When I was a kid.
Tell us, you know, we're of course the front poster child's Lynn Anderson, but tell us about your dad. Tell us. Bye.
My dad, I learned something new about him today from Mr. Steagall. My dad was a funny man. He was very talented. Everybody likes to talk about my dad. You know, I meet people every day that just tell me a funny Glenn Sutton story. And Red said, did I ever tell you the story about us riding on a train? And I said, no, sir, you sure didn't. And he said, oh, yeah. I guess he called the owner of the railway and had him add a caboose on. And my dad and Red Steagall rode in that caboose through Texas or somewhere, or it had to have been Colorado too, because he said they left the toilet lid and the caboose was basically a hole in the floor,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they've been trying to write a song all night and kept falling asleep. He said the rhythm and the rock of the train and a few beers, I guess, and it'll nod you off,
mm-hmm.
you know? He said one of them left the trap door open and they woke up with a ton of snow on them. But he said that night they wrote I'm Not Your Kind of Girl, and that is the song that Red used to cut on Reba McEntire and bring her to Nashville.
Wow.
You know, and when I saw Reba not too long ago at the Cowboy Hall of Fame, she, you know, when I walked up, I said, I'm Lynn Anderson's daughter, Lisa Sutton. She said, you're Glenn Sutton's daughter, too. And she knew the song. I mean, so I feel like my dad's history in the music business is just as deep as mom's.
Absolutely.
Of course, you know, and now, of course, dad's gone. He was the first one I lost. I've lost all the musical people in my family. So now I'm the one left trying to promote the legend and
the legacy.
Sure.
Fantastic.
There's a lot of good music there. And I'm realizing a lot of it's Western, which is why we're here.
Yes.
You know, this is a big deal to me. For mom to get honored for her Western lifestyle, to me, she was a cowgirl. Yes, she was an international superstar. But my mom, when we were home, we were at the barn. You know, we went to the Oak Hill Horse Show just like everybody else. You know, we loaded up and wrapped those horses up and loaded them in the trailer, and we drove over there to Ellington Agricultural Center, and, you know, I shined my saddle, and Mom saddled. I mean, we rode.
Fed and watered and set, shined.
Yeah, we really did, and I think Mom felt like that kept it real for her. Now, of course, she didn't mind showing up in beautiful outfits. You know, I go back and look at some of her show outfits on the horse show circuit. And it's like she took a little bit of that stage into the horse show arena.
Yeah.
So she was very good at putting even her riding clothes together.
Wow. You still have any of those outfits?
I do. I do. So I found a lot of the chaps recently.
Oh, well.
And, of course, later it was ultra suede chaps. So later in high school, I hauled for the world. So Mom put me on some pretty good horses. I was pretty lucky.
Mm-hmm.
She made me ride Duncan Parker for forever. And Duncan was this... He was a big Western riding horse. He could switch leads, and he wasn't the prettiest horse in the barn, but he was an athlete.
Wow.
And she made me stay on Duncan for about my first 4 years, you know, and I wanted to ride one of the, I bet, you know, or one of the ones that was all pretty. And now you're going to ride Duncan. He's going to teach you how to ride. And she was right. And then it ended up that Bob Kingsley took Duncan. Mom and Bob were friends, and Bob ended up with Duncan Parker later. When I went to college, Duncan went to Bob.
Wow.
And then Bob rode him out on the trails and did a lot of Western riding shows out in California and Texas. And then Duncan retired and died out there on Bob's farm.
Wow.
Isn't that neat?
Great life.
Isn't that neat? Yeah, it's been very, I mean, it's been very horsey. All the way through. I mean, all the way.
That's great. So kind of give us a, kind of wrap that up with, tell us about some of the songs, some of the artists that your dad wrote for. You mentioned Red.
Yeah, absolutely. Lone Star Beer and Bob Wills Music.
Oh, that's the foundation.
You like it? Yeah. So that was Dad and Red.
Wow.
What was it? Tight Levi's and Yellow Ribbons.
Uh-huh.
That's Dad and Red.
Wow.
Rodeo Cowboy for Chris Ledoux.
Wow.
So, and of course, then a lot of my mom cut Rodeo Cowboy too. It's interesting to see songs cut for a woman or for a man, how mm-hmm. they'll change the lyric a little bit. Good song's a good song. And then Dad wrote for Tammy Wynette. We got Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad, and I Don't Want to Play House. Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad was on the opening segment of the CMA Awards the other night.
Right.
Now, you tell me all this new pop country and everything that's going on in the world, the pyrotechnics of it all,
mm-hmm.
and still for the opening segment, a song that was written back in 1970.
Wow.
Is used.
That's great.
So I feel like my family's legacy, those songs are what I really need to protect right now, because they're not writing them like that anymore.
No.
They're not, you know. So I have a very strong feel. It's like my mother was the face of everything, and a beautiful face, right?
Beautiful.
And a beautiful singer, you know, but her presence and her vocal are really driving my father's songs and my grandmother's songs. I don't know if you know, but my grandmother wrote Merle Haggard's verse number one. From now on.
Fugitive?
Well, Fugitive was... Strangers was the first number one, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then Fugitive came right after.
Wow.
So, yeah. And that's why his band's called The Strangers.
The Strangers.
You know?
Yeah.
And my grandfather's co-writer on The Fugitive. That was kind of his. They were driving one night. And Grammy was the songwriter in the family, of course. Over 800 songs. So she's got Roy Drusky cuts, George Jones cuts. She had 13 records on RCA in the 1960s.
Wow.
She cut with Chet Atkins. Yeah, so my mom totally between...
Your musical royalty.
I've heard that term before. Right now I kind of feel like a hillbilly.
the princess of country music royalty has a great laugh.
I'm a little bit of what the mutt dog or something. I've got a little bit of all of it, you know. But I am finding it's a unique place to be. I feel like I'm one of the few kids of a country music entertainer that's got, you know, Harlan Howard said three chords and the truth. Well, I've got three sides of the song.
Wow.
Because it's often, you know, the singer, which is the master, and then you got your songwriter, who's the copyright owner, and then you got your publisher. You know, and so all through Mom's career, there's Grammy and Dad, you know, in there with the writing and the publishing. So over time now, I'm working to put all those eggs kind of back in a basket, and then we move forward. I'm hoping this Western music stuff is going to be a... a change in pace in life. You know, it's a traditional aspect of music that is also so common thread that I don't think it's ever going to go away, right?
We're seeing, I believe, I mentioned this yesterday in one of the meetings here at the International Western Music Association's convention, that I believe we're on the cusp of a revival of Western
music. I feel
it
too. I do. I really hope that for y'all.
And there's an artist that I was listening to last week, and he mentioned that we go this path with country music, goes flamboyant and bright, and the pyrotechnics you mentioned.
Right.
And then
nothing
somebody
wrong
picks
with all
up
that.
A guitar.
Love it, but.
And goes acoustic again. And we recenter. And that was Vince Gill, I believe, on the country programs.
Yeah.
And somebody picks up a guitar, and suddenly we hear the lyrics again, and the music's alive again. Instead of just being a show, it's heartfelt music, and that's what you are, and that's what your mom's music is. What would be a song we could lead into now that portrays how real your mom was in the music world and her heartfelt song?
We could do maybe Where It All Began, Ride, Ride, Ride.
We'll do that.
I figure she was off to the races, you know. So her first single with Chart Records, and it was, I think, 66 or 67. It's a song written by my grandmother.
Wow.
And it was Mom's first charting record.
So lead us into that.
All right. Ride, ride, ride.
Here we go. Thank you.
If you don't want me, baby, if you're not satisfied, if you don't care, get on your horse and ride, ride, ride.
Since you got on your high horse, all those fancy friends you found, you've had a hard time seeing me, you're always looking down.
If you don't want me, baby, if you're not satisfied, if you don't care, get on your horse and ride, ride, ride.
You talk about me, honey, you try to tear me down, but while you're throwing dirt at me, you're slowly losing ground.
If you don't want me, baby, if you're not satisfied, if you don't care, get on your horse and ride, ride, ride.
Second fiddle, I'll return to you today, 'cause baby, that's one instrument I've never learned to play.
If you don't want me, baby, if you're not satisfied, if you don't care, get on your horse and ride, ride, ride. If you don't want me, baby, if you're not satisfied, if you don't care, get on your horse and ride, ride, ride. And ride, ride, ride.
Well, we're back with Lisa and Lynn's song, Ride, Ride, Ride. That was the beginning of a very, very fruitful career.
And over 50 years.
50 years. And and we're here in Albuquerque with the International Western Music Association, and your mom is being inducted into the Hall of Fame this weekend.
Yes, she
and
is.
tell us about that event and what's led you, what you've been doing to prepare for that?
Oh, well, I guess in preparation for me, it's been a lifetime of preparation because my mom's a cowgirl, you know? She loved the Western music. She loved the Western lifestyle. You know, there wasn't often a time you didn't see mom in her boots and her hat and stuff, right? I mean, she just was a cowgirl. So when they called and let me know that, you know, the powers that be had deemed it worthy for her to go into the Western Music Hall of Fame, I was so excited because It makes more sense to me than any other Hall of Fame. You know, there's the big one, the Country Music Hall of Fame. There's, you know, the Cowgirl Hall of Fame. There's the Cowboys. There's, you know, but Western music, to me, that is, I think Mom would have flipped out. Wow. You know, she was working real hard at putting records together the last part of her life that went back to her roots. She took Grammy songs like we played. And, you know, it's a Western lifestyle that now the Western Music Association has deemed worthy to honor, you know, and I it's a fit, and I'm so proud. That's why I'm here.
Well, Lynn didn't actually just sing the song. She lived the Western lifestyle.
She did.
She did the horse shows. She did the...
She did.
What all events do you remember tagging along? And you participated in them, too.
Oh, yeah.
what all did y'all go? Were some places and events that you guys...
We were primarily quarter horse folks. So, you know, I grew up showing AQHA. Mom was always competing in AQHA. She did the Quarter Horse Congress. Later, we picked up some cutting horses when she remarried her married her second husband. Mm-hmm. They had a place down in Louisiana, and so she started working with the cutters, and she really got into that. And then she'd run back in with her old friend Bob Kingsley and the Carity Foundation in Fort Worth, so she started doing a lot of the celebrity cuttings just so she could stay around it. She had a few pasture ornaments out there in New Mexico that she messed around with. We always had horses, mm-hmm. you know, of course.
Right, New Mexico.
Taos. She was up in the mountains in Taos. Her longtime boyfriend was Mentor Williams. Are you mm-hmm. familiar with
no.
him? Mentor wrote a great song called Give Me the Beat, Boys, and Free My Soul. I Want to Get Lost in Your Rock and Roll.
That
and
sounds
drift
like a song that could take
away.
Off well.
That's a pretty big one.
Pretty good,
yeah. It's that little bitty song.
Yeah.
Little title, Drift Away, but I always like to say it out because Absolutely. Give me the beat, man.
Give
he
beat.
Really, he was a cool man. He was from Red River, New Mexico, mm-hmm. which is, you know.
Beautiful place.
It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. The presidential Christmas tree just got cut from Red River,
from
right?
Red River, that's right.
Yeah. So I thought that was cool. Yeah. You know, we're here in New Mexico celebrating Mom going into the Western Music Hall of Fame, and they're cutting the presidential Christmas tree. I love it. But she lived out in Taos for the last 30 years with Mentor.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and they were definitely, there was a song that I was going to say we should play at some
okay.
point called Bandita.
Bandita.
Uh-huh. And there was a young girl running around here at the Western Convention that says she knows that song. And I haven't met her yet, but Buck was talking with her. And she said, oh, yeah, I know Rose Garden. I know this. I know that. But then she said Bandita. And I thought, well, that's a new Western song. You know, and that's one that Mentor wrote and my mom sang.
Wow.
You know, another all in the family kind of thing. And it's on her Cowgirl 2 record.
Well, set
this
that up
young,
for us.
I will. So this young girl knows this song, though. And I thought, here we go. That's a younger generation learning Western songs. And that's what we're here to do, right?
As you mentioned, the rock never goes away. And your mom's music is staying with us, too. So here's Lynn Anderson with
Bandita.
Thank you.
Faster than a bullet through the Texas night. bright sunlight. Lord knows she's been through enough, and she feels like giving up, but she can't let them take her freedom away. To live this way, oh bandita, running from day to day, where will tomorrow lead you? Can't let nobody need you, oh bandita. Nobody goes. It's no kind of life for a desert rose. She's holding back the tears in her Spanish eyes. Oh, bandita, you never wanted to live this way. Oh, bandita, running from day to day, where will tomorrow lead?
We're back here at the International Western Music Association celebration, and awards ceremonies are coming up this weekend.
Hey, Ben, I have a question. Is Belinda Gale here?
Belinda Gale is here. I spoke with her yesterday, and I understand that she's got a big part in another song you want to tell us about.
Yeah, it's a song called The Loan, and it's a song my grandmother wrote that my mom and Belinda have done a duet with, and it's really good. It's on her Cowgirl 2 record again. I'm stuck on that record right now. I can't help it. That's all I've been thinking about, being here with you guys.
Lynn Anderson's music is timeless. It goes on and gone, so that's
Thank
great.
You. Thank you.
So here is Lynn Anderson and Belinda Gale with
The Loan.
The Loan. Thank you.
To this world, we come as babes. We're naked on our birthing day. God gives to us the gift of life and knowledge of what's wrong or right.
A set amount of years we're limped. We're free to choose how they are spent. Then back we go from whence we came. We come with nothing and we leave the same.
Things of this earth we hold so dear. We only use them while we're
there's not one thing we really own.
They're only given as a loan.
We gain possessions one by one.
short years go by. One day we're gone. No stone of gold, no blade of grass do we take with us when we pass. And when we stand before the King, how much we own won't mean a thing. He will count only one by one the deeds of kindness we have done. When back to God our spirit flies to yet another place and time, our earthly body does not go. It too was given as a loan. Things of this earth we hold so dear, we only use them while we're here. There's not one thing we really own. They're only given as a loan. They're only given as a loan.
Well, that was Lynn Anderson and Belinda Gill.
Yeah.
With The Loan.
Can't wait to see her this week.
And currently in a project with...
Oh.
Tell us about the project, who your videographer and editor is on this.
Okay, so we are working towards next year, 2020. Not only is it an election year, it is the 50th anniversary of Rose Garden.
50th anniversary of that song.
It is. So it's not the 50th anniversary of her career, because she's been doing it a lot longer
right.
than that.
that song's
been
for 50
Rose Garden
years.
Went number one in 1970. And so more of us thinking about how to honor and celebrate her now that she's gone. She's been gone 3.5 years now. Kept thinking 2020, that's got a nice ring to it. And then I realized it's 50 years. So we're going to try to make some noise for Mom for her 50th. We're working with Sony to re-release the vinyl LP. We're going to do a limited edition of the classic cuts, which will be cool. We've got Jay Buck Ford working with us. He's been coming in and doing a lot of videography and helping me with a new website, LynnAndersonRoseGarden.com. Please go visit. It's beautiful. It's a real... we're trying to do a very complete package for the website. So all year next year, we'll be building it out. Buck has written complete discographies of all of the records. You know, everything Mom ever released is
wow.
on there.
And it's going to be a lot of, you're going to include a lot of the clips on the website.
Absolutely.
That are so heartfelt, like what you and Susie just did earlier this morning.
Yeah, we're going to do a clip of that. And like Red, he said a few words about Mom and Dad. And we've talked to Mr. Babcock. I'm feeling it's really my duty, my pleasure, I have to say, to honor that legacy of songs, right? So if Mom's 50th year is coming up, then I am going to sit and take video and archive and play music, and I'm going to try to get everybody on the planet saying good things about Lynn Anderson and Rose Garden, and we hope that will drive awareness. And we're trying to get all the albums that were never released digitally now. You know, it's a responsibility, I think, even in the Western music world, I'm sure they're feeling it, where we got to get digital. We got to get forward on some levels. And so I've been working with guys now to go back and pull the 22 records of Mom's that have never been on the digital world.
Wow.
You know, people can't even hear that stuff. A lot of that catalog is stuff my dad and my grandmother wrote. So for me, it just behooves me three ways to get it up there.
Wow, that's great.
So we're really working to make sure that she's in the systems.
Right.
Because I feel like the Spotify's and the Pandora's and the Rhapsody's of the world, there's a need to stream cowboy playlists, Rose playlists, American, you know, they're making all these great formats out there. So I'm anxious to get her stuff in that system and then learn how to work it.
And that's, you know? you can find it now. It's live.
No, we're working and we're in the process.
The website's not live yet.
No, the website's live, but we haven't pulled the trigger on all the tracks yet. So we're close to that. It'll be after the beginning of the year where we'll have everything kind of up for release.
But if you want a little preview, you can go to which the website is
LynnAndersonRoseGarden.com.
LynnAndersonRoseGarden.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes, has a ring, doesn't it?
It really does. Well, Lisa, I can assure you that here at Legends Radio Network that we're keeping your mom's music alive,
Thank you. Songs of
your dad alive, and we're going to be following very closely with the project.
Next summer will be, you know, Lynn Anderson Day falls on June 15th, and I am co-hosting a reunion with the Rose Garden Marines. There is a group of guys that were on a base during the Vietnam War called the Rose Garden, named after Mom's song.
Wow.
So in the middle of the year next year for our 50th anniversary, I got about 300 Marines coming to town to show their support for Mom, right?
Wow.
So all year next year we're going to celebrate, but kind of right there in the middle of the year for Lynn Anderson Day, we're going to have a big push. So we'd love for people to come on the website, check it out, and follow along.
Well, why don't you introduce that song? And then we'll close things out in a minute with a few more comments about your project, your life, and your mom.
Okay. Probably ought to hear Rose Garden, right?
Here we go. Let's spin Rose
Garden.
Let's
do it.
Okay.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. Beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden.
That was Rose Garden, and it's a quintessential song. If you're into Western and country music, it's just foundational, and we're proud to have it in our playlist.
That's the one, isn't it? That's
here.
The one
it
that
really
every...
It really is, and we're proud to have it here at Legends. Lisa, wrap this up for us. Tell us things about your mom you'd like us to know and like us to walk away remembering about your mom.
Well, she was a cowgirl. I want everybody to remember that. When I talk about mom, for me, it's rhinestones and roses and cowgirls, you know. But I think the most important thing for me is that she go down as a cowgirl.
As a cowgirl. Had a great mom.
I can't say that without getting emotional because it means so much. Well, so, and thank you for talking to me and talking about mom and the great things she's done in her life.
We're honored to have you on Lyrics and Legends on the Legends Radio Network. And thank you so much. Blessings on you. We look forward to following this project that you're doing, and anything that we can do to further the word for you, please let us know.
I appreciate
thank
that.
You. All right. Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends. Join us next time on the Legends Radio Network.